All right, we're back. That was Arch Enemy. The world is yours. Super powerful lyrics,
yeah.
If you know what they're saying. Anyway,
I have to listen carefully.
And it's very interesting because, like I was telling you, like death metal and this kind of music really relaxes me, and just calms me down for some reason. I don't know why, but it does, and it's just so interesting and powerful. But when you hear and listen to the lyrics, they're so empowering. And a lot of music has that effect and ability to penetrate our brains, and when you're listening to anything that has that inspiration, you know, you're almost like infusing it into yourself.
Getting into your cells and blood and everything.
Because even though you can't, you don't hear the words and lyrics, it's still being recorded, and it's like subconscious. And I really like that kind of effect. And right now we have Shkwait Shachlech on our line. And as I was mentioning, he's a extreme survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago also. And big inspiration. He's my hero. And how are you doing, Shkwait?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Just happy that the weather seems calm right now.
Yeah, it's
going up and down. That up and down really wreaks havoc with my stomach.
Yeah, I was just so happy when I heard about your results from your medical exam, and some of your cancers is getting out of your system. Of course, there's other pieces here and there, but yeah, I'm just so happy and just really excited about all that. And so we have a subject today, and it's on the purpose of life, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
For me, the right now the purpose of life is just to pass in all the knowledge that I've acquired over my few years here on Earth to those around me, that you know, that, and hope that it'll help them in their journey through life as well, you know. Instead of having to learn it the long hard way like most of us do, you know, because we're all stubborn and all that, and think, oh, I'm just gonna do it on my own. when you get to the position that I got into, you gotta start to rethink things and accept the encouragement and wisdom from others.
Well,
you know, because you just get so beat up, and you know, just.
I always remember what you always used to tell me, especially at the worst times in those first 3 months, and because you had to relearn everything. You had to learn how to talk. You had to learn how to walk. You had to learn how to do everything from scratch. And I remember some of your words, like you were always telling me, like, there's always somebody worse. And it just always stuck in my brain, like, man, there's always somebody worse. And yet you've had to go through all that. And it just inspires me all over again when I hear it. And I tell your story all the time to different people, and they're just like, man, what a Superman. and I have to agree, like, man, that's just so powerful what you were able to accomplish and do. And it's just so inspiring and just makes me very proud and happy. And every time I get to bring you on and share some of what you've gone through, and just your inspirational songs and stuff, it's just so amazing. It just like makes sense. Like when I listen to some of your, the songs that you pick and the lyrics, because I get to see the lyrics and everything, and see the comments of other people on the music. It's just so inspiring and powerful and a blessing. And you're making so much positive waves in this world. It's just, I just am so proud and happy. And I thank you and appreciate you every time to come on our show and just share some of the insights of what helped you get through all that. It's just a beautiful thing. And thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I thank you and the crew there and the listeners for all your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love. And I send it all back to you, all a hundredfold.
We really appreciate that. And we're looking forward to talking to you again next week and listening to some of your inspirational music and words and wisdom. And we hope you have a super awesome weekend and week, and lots of love to you, and enjoy the sunshine up there and all the great weather that's coming in.
Yeah, thank you, you guys have a good afternoon. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, that was Shkwait Shachlach.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Passing from, on knowledge, right?
Yeah, right out of Kwaishkana, BC, where we grew up and were raised, and just so powerful and inspiring. Yeah, so we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to play some music for the Lady Fima. And it's Meta Doom, and the song is called In the Bog. And it's very evolutionary, and it's about metamorphosis, and it's got some very hard sounds, but very, it like, for me, it like puts my brain together and just helps develop it. Thanks. So. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy. Here's Meta Doom, In the Bog, and we'll get to Lady Fima. So enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
So we're back. That was Meta Doom in the Bog. And we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from Australia to England to Germany to India to China, Japan, everywhere. And all our brothers and sisters that are trying to make this place a very positive and wonderful place that it should be. And we thank the staff up here at CGSF 90.1 FM and all the volunteers here that help us to continue and make this world a better place. We just appreciate you all. Magnus, Robin, Kanvar, Jesse, and all the other volunteers that... I should have a big list to read them all.
It's a big list, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Lots of people to make it all come together.
Yeah, for sure. And we have with us Lady Fahima. Are you there, Lady Fahima?
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, I am here.
Welcome to Free Voices and...
Free choices,
that's right. So yeah. We have a subject today and... And I'll just introduce a little bit of this music that we were playing. It's called Meta Doom in the Bog. And it just reminded me of like the metamorphosis that we're going through on our own personal levels and as well as Eagle Nation, Universal Production Society, and Free Voices. We're just kind of like growing and we're just becoming like a big flying positive force in this universe.
Yes.
And I just appreciate you coming in and joining us live and sharing. And we have a subject today and it's on the purpose of life, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Thank you very much, Yves. Same as usual, for your kind thoughts and words, and definitely it brings a lot of enthusiastic and positive in my path, and I'm very grateful, and my respect and my greeting to all the nation that are listeners, respected listeners, wonderful soul as a team that they accompany your station, basically. Going back to the subject of yours, living, live, laugh, love, three L's. You heard it before, all of us, we heard it before. But how we can practice it, how we can get engaged with these words. Love is starting from ourselves, loving ourselves, doing something kind, good for our own soul and the body. Laugh. Life is a journey. Just laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the crisis, in all the condition, negativity that we have in the society, on the countryside, and in the international level, we hear all the negativity. They are not the bad things, because it brings us to recognize how valuable it is just to be positive. And live, you know, with whatever your surrounding that you have. Living, you know, eat, sleep, sport, exercise, hike, swim, and enjoy the journey and make the day your day is a good day, to be a good day.
Mm.
And basically the life is a journey. Just imagine we are in the journey and we are traveling, is a trip.
Mm.
And if the process in the trip is education, to grow up,
mm-hmm.
to become adult from childhood. Yesterday, all of us, we were the child. We were the yesterday's children.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, this is a journey that it brings the impact. And when we come to the adulthood, we have a huge experience, each one of us differently. Bad and good, you know, whichever. But they are the lessons. And the key and the very sensitive area is how we take it as a lesson. If something was wrong, we don't tangle in the darkness and in the wrongness. Even we cry about it because sometimes it's very painful. But really, intelligence is in that regard.
Are you still there?
Oh. I'd say no to the negativity, no to the abusive behavior, no, but to all the factor are bring as a negativity to your system, to your surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key. We all, as one nation, we walk together, we talk together, and we communicate with one another and bring the best of our own idea on the field and celebrate in the heart, in the society physically, and with your own soul in the universe, that how proud are each one of us to have one another with a different color. And this is my philosophy in this chapter, and I'm very privileged to engage, to work in the community, in the neighborhood, as a co-worker, all nationwide. And it just makes me very proud and very privileged. Thank you, Chief. And I have, with your permission, a very short announcement that is still, we are waiting for Dr. Payam Akhavan.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still waiting for his response. He responded, but his schedule, because it's so tight, we have to wait how his department and himself can organize the timing for us, so we can have very soon live on your radio station, basically.
Mm.
Again, I announce Dr. Payam Akhavan at utoronto.ca. Dr. Payam Akhavan at utoronto.ca. He is international lawyer, and he's practicing it in the United Nations for the Human Rights. And he has a huge chapter of seminars, conferences, studies that is very inspiring, especially for the students that they are practicing in that regard. It would be very, very beneficial. In my opinion, even I'm not a lawyer, but I just have a lot of interest in that regard, and it makes me so stunned. Enjoy. His program is available at YouTube, and please enjoy that journey as much as I enjoy it, till we can have him shortly.
I can't wait. Just listening to some of his speeches and his talks, it was just so inspiring to me. And just to have him come on our program and talk on our show and talk live and inspire like everyone, it's just going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just so happy and happy that you're able to bring all these wonderful people in that inspire and empower us to be able to affect humanity and mankind in such a huge, beautiful, wonderful way that it should be. And that was the dreams and dreams of Counselor Fari also. And she's still with us, and she's helping us out. And I just really happy for all that. And thank you for coming and joining us live and just sharing all this information, especially your live, love, and laugh. And it's just like so amazing. We always got to have those reminders for all these beautiful, wonderful things that help us through life, help our family and loved ones. It's just always a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the last announcement that I, with your permission, I'm going to announce it.
Sure.
The Persian New Year is on the way, very close. To March 21st is the first day of the spring, and is the Persian New Year. They
Yay.
Call it Nowruz. And on the behalf of Councillor Farid, that day, within, you know, we have to figure it out, you know, which day would it be. But on your third day at the radio station would be some hospitality on her behalf.
Mm.
And the tea party, you know, the tea party, Persian tea party, same as usual, same as the past, will be provided at the station. And any students, they are most welcome to join us in that small gathering, very pure and very peaceful. And there is a lot of love and respect for each one of you.
Beautiful and wonderful. We thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And we're going to have to say bye for now, and have a great week and weekend, and lots of love to you.
Thank you very much. Lots of love to each one of you, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, and bye for now.
Bye for now, thank you.
Yeah, that was Lady Fahima with wonderful words again and encouragement. And so we're going to wind down our show now. And thank you for listening to Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, our program called Free Voices. And we're going to leave with a special song dedicated to my auntie Shali up in Shalush, up in the Nicola Valley. She was always there for me and helped raise me, and some of the most famous music that she always used to play for us was Johnny Cash. And so we're going to be playing some Johnny Cash for my auntie Shali, and this one's called Jackson. So let's have a listen and enjoy, everyone. Have a great weekend. Lots of love to everybody. Bye for now.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. Gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat.